Hello, it's the 16th of July, 2019. Today we have Justice reversed and the Emperor and the Tower. Heads are gonna roll. Three out of three major arcana is a big screen event, but then there are big screens and bigger screens. I suppose it's all relative. The wise old Emperor, who could very well be a relative of the patriarchal sort, is in the center today, and since he represents all things law and order, I'm getting that he's not all that happy looking back at that inverted justice, aka injustice, in the past position. Justice is number 11, Morgan Greer deck, Libra, Capricorn, Saturn, Venus, and the reverse can mean, of course, many things, but basically it's not good karma. This card can often represent a wronged mentality. Someone may feel the world or life itself is unfair to them and owes them. Government is corrupt. The law is unfair. Well, duh. Try living around it. In the past position, we should hope it isn't us who gets called out for our own unfairness. This also means someone may have unfairly taken advantage of you or your own insecurities or weaknesses, imposing rules and regulations and codes upon you if you didn't seem to have any of your own. This is also bending and or breaking the law for personal benefit or gain, or bending and or breaking your own code as far as your own personal integrity is concerned. Four suggests boundaries of behavior. Justice reversed in the past did not recognize them. Past wrongs. We must acknowledge the Emperor's authority. He is sort of the sum total of the four kings of the deck and at number four higher on the food chain. Aries, Scorpio, Jupiter. There is so much red in these cards. Everything looks inflamed. The Emperor is upright today. And when we say upright, he is upright. He is all about order, security, and structure. He does not like this bending of the law or this disrespect of the past position. These past wrongs must be put right. The number four is all about peace and stability, and this Emperor today in this position confuses me because he seems like he's not, at least today, the warmongering type. The Tower in the future is a shock, Aries, Mars. Violence, destruction, and explosions are all represented by the lightning-struck crumbling tower. And as the flames engulf the top floors, we see the small, dark shapes of two humans falling to the dark, angry sea below. Not a pretty picture. Someone either doesn't see this coming, or they don't want to see it coming. It is said that it is the king and queen who fall from the tower, but the emperor is the bigger boss, and he doesn't approve of either of them. This emperor is a lawmaker himself, but he does not consider himself above it. Not an easy one today. Although the tower is often referred to as a blessing in disguise, most of the time we only arrive at that assessment, if we ever do, years down the line after some major upheaval, divorce, lawsuit, or trauma. Chances are, if we had to rebuild on any level, we rebuilt stronger and better. This emperor sits high in the spread, well above this mess. He may not have been involved, but is smack in the middle of it. The tower means destruction of old shaky structures, outmoded concepts, behavior, corruption, and rot. And that is justice. Bye.